Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And the 6 feet is a perfect example of sort of the lack of rigor around how CDC made recommendations. Nobody knows where it came from.
This is going to be an ongoing process. I would remind you that the percentage of individuals at this point who would be eligible to get a booster are largely people over 65.
I am 80 and I'm an elderly person, certainly eligible. I will certainly get a booster.
You will get one, but you have not gotten one yet.
Yeah, right.
Whole thing is highly suspect.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
America is back.
I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite.
The Biden administration lies like they breathe. They're like timeshare salesmen.
Oh, I get it now. It's a scam.
Rob Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party here and in Manhattan. The boss of the Manhattan Democrat Party was busted for opening his car door into the path of an oncoming cyclist, sending the man flying before allegedly fleeing. Keith Wright, chairman of the New York County Democrat Committee, was on Fifth Avenue near West 139th Street when he flung open the driver's door of his black BMW on 919 on August 26th, causing the rider to smash into the door. He was in the assembly, the New York legislature, for 20 years. And he was arraigned in court on Friday for all this. No matter whether it's his fault or not, when you come into contact with a pedestrian, bicyclist, or another car, you're required by law to stop, said a New York City lawyer. Yes, but he's the leader of the Democrat Party. Think of all the things the Democrats have done in Manhattan. You know, Eric Schneiderman, the attorney general, Elliot Spitzer, client number 9, Carlos Danger, I should say, also known as Anthony Weiner, the sexting congressman, Harvey Weinstein, what he did, Matt Lauer, Jeffrey Epstein, and they're busting this guy. Shocking. Keith Wright. It's racism, obviously. Time now for the chump line.
Joe Biden said he doesn't know much about J6, but he loves Beyonce.
I doubt he even could pronounce Beyonce.
To control the distribution of monoclonal antibodies, Biden has directed the Surgeon General to hire Colonel Klink.
Get it? Colonel Klink used to wear a monocle and monoclonal antibodies. And now Alabama, which has a high unvaccinated population of black people, is saying that new rationing of these what used to be called last week voodoo cures, but now they're vitally significant. It's going to end up killing people in Alabama who are going to be disproportionately black. But what does Joe Biden care? He's bringing in a replacement population across the southern border and in on the flights in from Afghanistan. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, which is our home soil in Afghanistan, is now under Taliban control. while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
You have to give Plugs his accolades. He's ruined the country and done it in spades. Truth be known, he knows not what he's sown. He's a clueless man controlled by his aides.
Yeah, I know it doesn't rhyme, but I think caregivers is a more accurate description of the people in the white coats than AIDS is.
You remember that General Milley called that drone a righteous strike? Abraham, that'd be like me calling Chappaquiddick a righteous drive. Abraham, or for that matter, a righteous dive.
Yeah, I think dive is a more accurate word than drive for what happened on the Dyke Bridge at Chappaquiddick.
In America, it's innocent until proven guilty. Unless you're a Democrat, then you're innocent even when proven guilty.
Correct. Correct. We have to talk about the indictment and the new information about the indictment by John Durham, the former U.S. attorney for Connecticut, now the special counsel in charge of the Russian collusion hoax probe.
Hey, Howie, I'm just curious how long it's going to take before the left media will blame Trump for today's stock market fall.
I'm sure if you had it on the right station or on the right media outlet website, it's already happening. Without a doubt, it's already happening.
Joe Biden here. Well, not where I need to be. I mean here.
Taking another vacation.
He's going to New York to deliver a big address to the General Assembly. You know, once again, they're very serious about stamping out COVID-19 and forcing everybody to get a vaccination and wear a mask, but not so much on the east side around Turtle Bay. No one has to worry if you're a UN ambassador. You have diplomatic immunity to getting a vaccination.
This is Jen Little Red Lion Hood Pataki. From now on, I'll spoon feed the BS nice and slow so all you people can understand.
Yes. Let's play the cut again about where is Vice President Harris on this. Cut 16.
Where's the Vice President on any of this? Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely, and she has been addressing the root causes of migration by working with countries in the region to ensure they have the assistance they need to reduce the number of people who are coming and trying to make those journeys across the border. We've actually seen some reductions in some of those numbers. That doesn't change the fact that this is a very challenging situation in Del Rio. We're working to implement our policies, and we're working to ensure we are also addressing root causes.
Mission accomplished. We're working to implement our policies. We are going to totally destabilize every red state in the United States of America, and probably most of the blue states as well.
And Chicago beat Los Angeles 48-35. But enough about this weekend's shootings.
I shouldn't laugh at something like that. I don't know. Usually Chicago does beat Los Angeles in the weekend shootings. They usually beat New York, too, for that matter.
It's also usually higher than 48.
Yeah, it's, yeah. The Chicago shootings, compared to the other states, it's like the Chicago Bears in, what, 1986? When they crushed the New England Patriots in the Superdome and the Super Bowl?
Loving. I can't believe that Tony the Paper Tiger Blinken destroyed our diplomatic relationship with France. There's only one way to fix this now. Surrender that private jet to me so that James Taylor and I can do some damage control in Paris.
Hey, as General Lafayette said to George Washington, ain't it good to know you got a friend?
Joe Biden rejected the 10-foot social distancing rule because it didn't pass the smell test.
The smell test or the sniff test?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. on the weekdays, 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And dial 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play your message at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more Chump Line messages, we have a new Chump Line, a different Chump Line that runs with the extra messages from the day. It's posted around 7 o'clock, Chopped Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. 20 years after the attack on American citizens on our home soil, our embassy, our home soil in Afghanistan is under Taliban control, while private groups like the NazareneFund.org continue their efforts to rescue those we left behind.
Joe Biden said he doesn't know much about J6, but he loves Beyonce.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Traveling around New England.
All right. Oh,
I've never been to Connecticut.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarshow.com.
Hang on, fellas. I actually have been to Connecticut one time.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback, in case you haven't noticed. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will anyone be fired over the botched drone strike?
Of course not.
98% say no.
Yeah, by the way, the Pentagon has announced today that it has carried out an airstrike against the senior leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria, in one of the provinces that's occupied by Turkish troops and radical Muslims. Let's see. We struck the individual we were aiming for. Stop me if you've heard this one before, said Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, and there are no indications of civilian casualties as a result of the strike. So they are they didn't name them, but the chatter is that it's two people from two Muslim terrorists from a militia that was aligned with Al-Qaeda. Guardians of religious organizations.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
AOC's tax the rich dress designer Aurora James owes debt in multiple states. This was a great story by the New York Post. Not the New York Times, the New York Post. The dress.
I'm shocked.
This is the dress designer, you know, put together that thing for the Met Gala last week, and she went to the event with her boyfriend, who's a member of this woman, Aurora James. Her boyfriend, his name is one of the Bronfmans, the Bronfman distilling family. He's worth $100 million, but she still doesn't pay her taxes, apparently. The 37-year-old fashionista, this is designer Aurora James, AOC's good friend, is a notorious tax deadbeat with unpaid debts dogging her in multiple states, records show. She's a Democrat. Of course she's a notorious tax deadbeat. Most of the arrears center on the Cultural Brokerage Agency, an LLC, limited liability corporation, she formed in 2011 to serve as the parent company for her fashion brand, which is today known as Brother Veely's. It is a favorite of people like Beyonce, Rihanna, and Meghan Markle. The company racked up three open tax warrants in New York State for failing to withhold income taxes. The company has been hit with 15 warrants in total, state warrants, since 2015. Also, federal taxes. April 2018 and between April and 2018 and 2019, the IRS placed six federal liens on Cultural Brokerage Agency. Again, that's the company owned by AOC's designer, totaling $103,000 for failure to remit payroll taxes for employees. A Baruch College taxation lecturer said, "I would not say your average business out there has this. The Howie Carr Radio Network doesn't have this. Something went wrong." Oh, but at the same time, she's a deadbeat on federal and state taxes. AOC's dear friend has received $41,666 in pandemic relief aid. Stop me if you've heard this one before. They've also faced charges for habitual non-payment of worker benefits. The state workers' compensation board slapped the company with a $17,000 fine in 2019 for not carrying workers' comp insurance. The company currently owes $63,000 for workers' comp insurance. A former employee said, "Aurora would ask me to do things that were not in anyone's job description, like scheduling her gynecological appointments. The work environment was so hostile that I was afraid to ask for my check." He's just a friend of AOC's. These are good socialists, you know? When you can't trust a socialist to treat the health properly, who the hell can you trust? Is she a rent deadbeat? Glad you asked. In 2020, James' landlord filed papers to evict Brother Velas from their location in Brooklyn, demanding more than $25,000 plus interest for staying beyond the end of her lease. Her previous landlord in Manhattan had sued her for more than $5,000 in unpaid rent. Though AOC proudly labels James a working class designer, she scooped up a $1.6 million residence in Los Angeles in September of last year. 7,100 square feet in the posh Hollywood Hills, including a cathedral ceilings, master bedroom fireplace, and a backyard hot tub.
That's not a working class designer. That's a working class designer.
Would you care to guess if she's already fallen behind in her income and in her property tax statements on the place in the Hollywood Hills?
Well, I'm surprised she hasn't paid rent under the eviction moratoriums.
She owes $2,500 in property taxes already. James attended the Met Gala bash, $35,000 ahead, as you recall, with Benjamin Bronfman, a rumored boyfriend she's frequently spotted with. He's a scion of the powerful Bronfman family and its distilling empire, worth an estimated $100 million. Her unpaid bills belie her champagne taste. She frequently jets off on exclusive locations. Her Instagram richly decorated with photographs from Jamaica, Morocco, France, Indonesia, Mexico, Italy, the United Kingdom, and the Hamptons. She also found money to make a $2,700 donation. That was the max in 2016 to, you guessed it, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, a Republican congressman, said, "What happened to everyone paying their rent? Their fair share, excuse me. 844-500-4242. 508, when does this designer get an MSNBC gig? Seems to meet the minimum requirements." Yeah, she owes a lot more money than, looks like she owes more money than Joy Reid. Maybe less than Al Sharpton, but she's right in the mix. There's no doubt about that. She should have her own. They need a weekend fashion show. Aurora James, working class designer. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Story in the Globe. I mentioned it a little earlier. COVID-19 death toll in U.S. surpasses 1918 pandemic deaths. Experts say it didn't have to happen. You mean if Fauci hadn't sent over all those taxpayer dollars to the Wuhan lab to create the bat virus and the Chinese hadn't either deliberately or inadvertently released it? Is that how it could have been averted.
How dare you?
And by the way, as someone points out, what the latest panic porn is to say it's now surpassed the death toll of the Spanish flu 100 years ago. What they fail to mention is the death rate for the 1918 flu was 1 in 150 American. COVID is allegedly 1 in 500, even if you believe the phony CDC stats, which I don't happen to believe. But, you know, I was surprised. You know how many paragraphs it took for the Boston Globe to blame Donald Trump for... I guess Joe Biden bears no responsibility for saying that the shutting off the air flights from China was xenophobic and nativist and shouldn't have been done, and for telling people not to take the vaccination if Trump supported it, for telling us he had a plan to end the virus. He's not responsible for any of that. Would you care to guess which paragraph Trump is blamed in, Taylor?
You sound slightly surprised, so I'm going to say paragraph 8.
3.
Really? Really? Okay.
The Trump administration, this is a quote from someone from Boston College, from the director of Boston College's Global Public Health Program. The Trump administration, in my opinion, is culpable in not having taken this thing seriously, not having paid attention to their doctors and public health professionals. Wait a second. Biden said don't shut down the flights from China. Did he take it seriously? De Blasio and... Nancy Pelosi on different sides of the continent told people to come to Chinatown. De Blasio told people to take the subways to Chinatown and then go to movies. Did he take it? Did the Democrats take it seriously? Did Andrew Cuomo take it seriously when he put all the COVID-19 patients into nursing homes? Did Charlie Parker take it seriously when he was taking tens of thousands of dollars from contributions from nursing homes while the nursing homes were killing over half of the people until they changed the way they did the numbers? By the way, that nice woman with her PhD from Bridgewater State, Mary Lou Sutter, is the public director of public health. She was added as a defendant in the Holyoke Soldiers Home case this afternoon. She's, the 76 veterans died because they hired a hack to run the soldiers home after he gave $1,950 to Charlie Baker, the governor, and the lieutenant governor, Karen Polito. Did they have anything to do with this?
No. If the Trump administration had shown the kind of leadership that the Biden administration is now showing, many hundreds of thousands of people who have passed away would still be with us.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
That's a standing sound cut.
It is. It is. You know, even by Boston Globe standards, I mean, it's sort of preposterous when you look back on it, if you've been paying even the slightest bit of attention to blame Donald Trump for this. But, you know, that's the Globe, right? 844-500-4242. Just wanted to mention something before we go back to the phone lines. A lot of people want to talk, but we talked about this this crooked lawyer from Perkins Coie. He's on leave now from the company. He's been indicted for lying to the FBI when he was trying to promote the Russian collusion hoax, the particularly the Alpha Bank angle of it. And they were saying that the Trump organization was communicating with the Russians through a secret server from Alpha Bank. Total fabrication. And the Clinton campaign hired this lawyer to go to the FBI and promote this as a true story. So then they could say, the FBI is investigating it, and they could link it to their paid stooges in the media, some of whom were actually paid. You know, according to Fusion GPS, they were literally paying, they had journalists on the payroll, quote unquote journalists. The guy who actually broke the story, did you read about this guy? Frederick Foer is his name, F-O-E-R. I guess he worked for The Atlantic. And before he worked for The Atlantic, promoting this fake story about, he was handed the fake story about the Alpha Bank ties to the Trump campaign. Totally, totally bogus story. Totally bogus. He used to work for the New Republic. Do you know why he left the New Republic? He ran stories as the editor of the of this soldier in Iraq who kept talking about the atrocities that the American military had committed, all of which were fake. So he loses his job at the New Republic for running fake stories that he couldn't back up. And then he goes to another alt-left publication and immediately runs a big fake, an even bigger fake story about trying to influence the presidential campaign. He's still working there, though. He's still working. He's an extinguished journalist. Yes, indeed. So now this case of this crooked Democrat lawyer who was being paid by the Clinton Foundation to lie to the FBI, which is a felony. The case has been handed off he's been indicted obstruction of justice. The judge, the presiding judge, is a guy named Christopher Cooper. And Christopher Cooper is married to a woman by the name of, what is her name? I'm looking for it here, and I don't seem to be able to find it. Anyway, he's married to a woman who represents, wait for it, disgraced FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who with her boyfriend... She was married to another guy, and her married boyfriend, Peter Strzok, the crooked FBI agent, who used to be assigned to Boston. They were working on the insurance policy to stop Trump. So now Lisa Page's lawyer's husband is the judge that's overseeing the case of the crooked Clinton campaign lawyer who lied to the FBI. It's isn't it wonderful? It's
I love you, Peter. I love you too, Lisa. Lisa, I love you. Lisa. Lisa. Oh, God, I love you, Lisa. And if she doesn't win, Lisa, we've got an insurance policy, Lisa. We'll get that son of a bitch out.
And now Lisa is represented by Mrs. Judge Christopher Cooper, who's going to preside over the case of the crooked lawyer, Michael Sussman. Oh, by the way, would you care to guess who married Amy Jeffers? That's her name, Jeffress. When she married the future judge, Christopher Cooper? Merrick Garland, who's now the attorney general, who's the boss of the prosecutor who has indicted the crooked Clinton lawyer, who is now facing trial before the judge who is married to Lisa Page, the crooked FBI lawyer's the girlfriend of the FBI agent, and he's a crooked FBI agent, and she's a crooked FBI lawyer. It's a small world, isn't it? Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, speaking of Russia, they just had an election there, and we're meant to believe from the State Department here that their election over there wasn't on the level. I'm just wondering if the videos from Fulton County last year were actually taking place in Chelyabinsk in Russia.
You know, Mark Stein had a good column. He said, whenever you wake up in the morning and you hear that they're still counting ballots somewhere, you know it's either in the Sudan or the United States of America, Christopher.
It's just ridiculous, Howie. I've had this all the time living here in Cambridge, and I know plenty of Russians abroad, and I very much believe that Putin won that election more fair and square than Biden won Georgia or Wisconsin,
Pennsylvania,
or Arizona, changing the constitution, or defying the constitution, the state constitution, to make mail ballots supposedly legal. It's just a joke. It's always about projection with these idiots, Howie. And the more that they say things, the more that things come out of their mouth, the more you know that that's their policy here. It's not the policy of countries overseas by comparison.
I know, Christopher, if we knew that we were going to make it through as a nation unscathed, these 4 years of breathtaking corruption and incompetence simultaneously, it would almost be a comedy of errors that you could enjoy and sit back and laugh at. But you don't know how it's going to turn out. This movie is unfolding in real time, and it's awfully concerning because it didn't have to be this way. This is not what the American people wanted, but they got it anyway. 844-500-4242, 808. So you're saying there may be bias here? that's what I'm saying. Ted, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, Ted from Feeding Hills. I just want to beg my indulgence on this COVID vaccine. We hear so much about it, but I just want to make one point, because people get vaccinated, and what they're saying is the people don't get vaccinated are the problem. And I heard on a radio station, I don't know what station, but somebody died. They got the shot, and they were saying it's the fault of somebody that didn't get vaccinated. I just want to make a point on that. It would be like somebody getting a colonoscopy and they died of colon cancer, but they're blaming somebody else because they did not get a colon.
I know. Well, people, they would. The argument would be made that colon cancer is not contagious. But I understand the point you're making. I mean, Biden was totally incoherent, even by Biden standards, a couple of weeks ago when he said, "If you get the vaccination, you're safe." And then a minute or so later, maybe less than a minute, he said, "But if you're vaccinated, we have to protect you from the unvaccinated." Well, you just told us we were safe. So which is it? Which is it? And then, you know, and then Fauci was shot down basically by the FDA committee. They say if you're under 65, you don't need to get a booster shot. So Jake Tapper, a Democrat operative with a press pass, a made member of the Clinton crime family, he asks him a legitimate question and about whether or not he's going to get a booster. They keep talking, oh, you need boosters. You need boosters. You got to have a booster. But, you know, listen to his answer here. Cut 22. Here it is.
I am 80 and I'm an elderly person, certainly eligible. I will certainly get a booster. Yes.
You will get one, but you have not gotten one yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. 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 Let me remind you, doctor.
He's taking his lessons from Jen Psaki. If that's correct.
If I were the lawyer and I was cross-examining him in court, so let me remind you, doctor. You're under oath. Do you wish to refresh your recollection? Of course he doesn't.
Get vaccinated.
844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Here's another try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of Democrat Party statesmen and women. In New Mexico, we've talked about this woman before, Cheryl Williams. She was the State House Majority Leader, Cheryl Williams Stapleton. She has been indicted on 26 state felony and 2 misdemeanor charges for her alleged role in routing money meant for vocational education at Albuquerque Public Schools to businesses and charitable foundations in which she had an interest. Who the hell did she think she was? The mayor of Baltimore, Maryland? The counts were open today. They include 1 count of racketeering, 5 counts of money laundering, and separate counts of soliciting or receiving kickbacks and having an unlawful interest in a public contract. Speaking of New Mexico, you ever hear about the law of unintended consequences? You know, you think you're doing something and you get a totally different result. In New Mexico, a one paragraph amendment to the state legislature's new sweeping alcohol reform law gave owners of gas stations in McKinley County a choice. You can sell hard liquor or you can sell gas. This is near Navajo Nation. You can sell hard liquor or you can sell gas. What do you think the decision they made was, Taylor? Got any ideas?
I'm going to take door number one.
Yeah, Benjamin Gonzalez, manager of El Sabino's grocery store and gas station in Vanderwagen, said it was a no-brainer. We stopped selling gas July 1st, the day the new liquor law went into effect. El Sabino's was selling $2,000 a day worth of gasoline. They were selling $8,000 a day worth of hard liquor. The choice to stop selling gas, this is according to the Albuquerque Journal, in rural parts of the county has stranded some motorists and added another inconvenience to life near the border of the Navajo Nation, residents said. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello. I am understanding that this vaccine, supposed vaccine, gene therapy they give for COVID, it actually debilitates our immune system, and we need to get these boosters for everything that's coming down the pike on.
Well, they're saying, but again, the FDA has said you don't really need to get boosters unless you're over the age of 65 and you have multiple comorbidities. And there are also studies that are coming out saying that you know the natural immunity is much better, and it fights off the variants such as they are a lot better than any kind of booster shot. But you know, that's not going to make any money for the big pharma, and it's also not going to keep the panic porn going. And that's what it's all about here. 844-500-4242-617. Did you say Sussman represented the Clinton Foundation? No, he represented the Clinton campaign. He represented the Clinton campaign, and he went there. He said he was acting as a private citizen when he went to James Baker. And, of course, James Baker was the general counsel of the FBI, and his underling was Lisa Page, who was the girlfriend of Peter Strzok, who was in charge of framing the then Republican candidate and future president of the United States, the insurance policy to make sure that he didn't become president. And again, now this guy, this crooked lawyer, Sussman, has been indicted. He's on leave from the law firm of Perkins Coie, which is a dodgy Democrat law firm. And the guy he worked with, Mark Elias, has totally left the firm and set up his own his own company. So the question is, I mean, how much further is John Durham, the special counsel, going to do it? It's taken him a long time to get where he was. But the statute of limitations was running out. He had to indict Sussman by the weekend, and he did. So, you know, I hope the lid is coming off this thing. I'm not optimistic. You know, they keep saying, well, this adds to the history. I don't want history, though. I mean, history is for future generations. We're in the generation that was affected by what they did to President Donald J. Trump. I want people in jail for this. I want their lives destroyed like they destroyed Carter Page's and Michael Flynn's for nothing. And those guys were veterans, unlike the people who did this to Page and Trump and Flynn. I'm Howie Carr.